guy anime no higeo.
Hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash. And it's going to be a good one because you found the quiz show. So you did the right thing. You snuck into your parents' room. You pulled out that VHS tape or whatever we were talking about. Right. But it doesn't matter. We don't have time for that. We got a lot of people waiting here. So as you can see, we got a quiz going. It's going to be one of our best quizzes ever because we've got our returning guests, Cy.
Yay.
Ash.
Yeah.
And Rayshawn.
What's good?
And our new best friend, Victor, aka the Most High.
Grateful to be here. Thank you for the invite.
We're happy to have you. We assume you're going to lose because I wrote the questions for Ash. So
yeah, definitely. He loses.
Yeah, there's no way you wrote them for me.
Bad on him.
There's no way you wrote them for me.
Wrote them every single one of them. I thought, what does Ash know? So obviously, I made a topic about Digimon. Ash loves Digimon.
So it's collusion.
Anime. Ash loves new anime, and Ash loves anime of the world, but mostly America.
Yeah.
All right. So as you can see, we have a board. For anyone who doesn't know, you're gonna pick a topic. You're gonna pick a number. I'm gonna give you the question, and if you get it right, you get the points. If not, the next person gets to answer.
All right.
Rayshawn, what kind of hat is that?
Pittsburgh Steeler.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Thanks.
What do you mean? They just got rid of Mr. Risky. That's a good thing.
Oh yeah. So who's first, Josh?
Your first, side. Mark. We're waiting on you.
Mark, we're waiting on Mark.
Mark's not coming.
Oh.
That's like a typical thing, though.
I'll go with Anime of the World for three.
Anime of the World for 300.
No, 3 points.
300. What American anime made by Disney stars four kittens, Jenny, Sparks, Buddy, and Bitsy, with superpowers?
Super kittens.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Holy what?
Excellent work.
All right, Bert.
I guess I'm not gonna even.
It was a good guess.
That was a spot on guess.
Yeah, that was a really good guess, bro. Gun to your head, right? On that one.
Yeah, I was like, what the
fuck? A really good show. There's an octopus named Otto. So if you're interested in that kind of thing.
Octavius?
I forgot you have kids, Josh.
I have a kid and he loves Super Kitties. That's his current obsession.
Not all right. Cocomelon.
That's a good start.
Not
no,
Bluey.
He
loves Bluey. Actually, he does love Bluey. All right,
Super Kittens versus
High.
Paw Patrol. Man, I really don't want to get embarrassed in front of you guys. Let's do Hey Digimon. Hey Digimon for 300. I'm with this copy, Bert.
Right. In Digimon Adventure, Last Evolution, Kizuna, what is Agumon's final evolution? Keep in mind, I will get this if no one else does.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that one. That's deep. That's deep in the lore for me.
That's not that deep.
I didn't watch this
happen.
I didn't watch it. Is that a game or a movie? Digimon Adventure.
That's the movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah, I definitely didn't watch it. It
came out 3 years ago.
I didn't watch it.
It's a good movie. You should watch it, Victor.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch
it. It's heartbreaking.
Man.
No, it's really great. It's uplifting. You're going to smile.
It has a good message of cherishing the time you have with the friends you have. Ash.
Final evolution. I mean, the only one that I know is the Mega Evolution, which is War Greymon, but I'm just going to go with that anyways. War Greymon. And I know it's wrong, probably. Yeah, I figured.
Wrong.
I'd never seen the movie, so I need to add that to my list.
Rayshawn, you have a weird hatred for Digimon for some reason, so I'm guessing you don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer. I'm just going to guess. I don't even know. Now you go. So I wasn't. Is Argumon the one that has something to do with fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brave? I don't know.
No.
that's a very good guess, though.
That is a kind of a good guess, but
War Greymon Bond of Courage.
No.
Dang. That's not it.
That's so no close.
You said it with the confidence.
Mr. Agumon Bond of Courage.
Oh, it's Agumon. Okay, I thought it was
War Greymon. That's cool.
They don't turn into War Greymon.
Okay. Oh well.
That's good. Everyone did great.
Super positive, man.
Ash,
you know what? Let's go new for 300.
New for 300. In Jobless Reincarnation, who fixes Rudy's PP?
Fucking hell. God damn it.
You know, his pee-pee's not working. Who fixes it?
Yeah, I know that there's a whole fucking arc about that.
There's a whole season about it.
Yeah, there's a whole season about stupid. That. So dumb. He fixes it himself.
Well, he does not. I mean,
is that okay. Like masturbation?
But it's not.
He has ED, and that's part of the fucking story of the whole second season.
Fixes itself. It's like,
that's
you
not.
Know,
okay, it that's the plot. Everything else is just side plot.
Yeah.
Finding out there are other people from his original. Okay, whatever. We won't get into it.
Right, yeah, we won't get into the fuck that show.
Is it the elf girl?
You know what? That's close enough. It is Sylphiite.
Thank you.
How would you not know that, Ash? We literally
stopped watching after like the fourth episode. I stopped watching after the fourth episode.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't really enjoy it. I don't like isekais. I hate isekais.
How do you not know this?
Isekais are amazing. I love
it. But you like trash.
One out of 10 is good. Oh, isekais.
Yeah, but one out of every 10 animes is isekai. So
yeah, the newer shit, yeah, it's annoying. I hate it.
This new season of anime is mostly all isekais, low key. Oh, that's crazy.
Not Solo Leveling, but that's just bad for other reasons.
Not Bang Brave, Bang Braven. That's not
I argue that Solo Leveling is still isekai.
It's not an isekai.
Are things coming from another world?
What's up? They're only going to a portal coming back. In isekai means you just get transported to another world.
No, he's talking back. About the monsters.
What's up? The monsters.
The monsters.
It's an isekai for them.
It's a dungeon. That's all it is.
Is dungeons appearing in the real world?
Yeah.
No. Well, the dungeons open into the real world. They go into it, and then they come out of it once they complete the dungeon.
Yeah.
I would consider that an isekai. Do they get powers
everyone
and stuff?
Everyone is an isekai, except for the people who are like, I don't like isekai.
The people in the real world have powers. They don't. That's the thing.
But Ash. In
the regular world, they have powers that actually translate to the dungeons. What's up?
Is Inuyasha... isekai.
Technically, that one is an isekai because she actually go into the other world. And no, but the thing is, everyone else comes back like within like a few hours. She's there until like she has to like figure something out to get back.
All right, we're not getting into what is and is not an isekai. That's not why we're here. We've had several episodes.
Right back in.
We're not going to keep arguing about Inuyasha every episode.
They know isekai.
They pick a category.
Solo Leveling kind of is.
Not
really.
Let's do classic. For 100.
All right. In the classic anime we all love called Ranma One Half, who is Peach-Han?
Fuck.
Peach-Han.
Man. Have you not watched Ranma One Half?
I have watched Ranma One Half, and I cannot think of who Peach-Han.
I was going to say, there's no way you're friends with me and Kyle and you haven't watched Ranma.
It's... It's not the one girl. I can't think her name. I'm gonna have to pass. I can't think.
All right.
Is it the pink submachine gun P90?
It is not.
The fuck? Oh, you said Ranma One Half.
He's thinking. Were you saying fucking Sword Art?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, figured.
The most fucking high?
Alright. In Ranma, is it called Ranma?
Oh, I'm so Man, I didn't think of that, bro. That's bullshit, bro.
Is it Rama One Half or is it what's the name of the show?
Yeah, Rama One Half.
Rama One Half is the name of the show.
All right. P-Chan is the main character's best friend. That was a guess. No. I never watched it.
All no, right. no, all right. I can't give you that.
All right,
Ash.
I don't remember. I don't remember, so I'm just gonna take a guess. It's Ranma is P-Chan.
No.
Okay. Weird.
Ryoga Hibiki. Ryoga Hibiki.
Oh, is Hibiki. Fuck.
The rival.
Fucking okay. Rival.
It's the pig, really, isn't it? When he turns into the pig.
And it's the pig.
Pig, yeah.
His love God interest pet pig. But she love doesn't versus know that because she's a moron.
And it has the same little scarf and everything.
I know.
Yeah.
God damn it. Classic for 300.
All right.
Oh,
classic this anime.
Oh, that's not fair. Why can I get this question?
Who the only is one Vegeta's I know?
Tarble.
It is Tarble.
Tarble. Yeah. God damn it.
I wrote that question for Ash.
Like, all I only right see that dude like once or twice. That's it. That's
so let me
but you only see him once, but he gets mentioned one other time. He does. Time.
Yeah.
All right. Is my turn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your turn.
I'll do new anime for 100.
All right.
Hell yeah.
This anime is so new it doesn't exist yet. Okay. But this anime revolves.
Oh man, this is like a future anime.
A duster trying to take down the corrupted ranger system.
This anime revolves around Sakurama, a duster trying to take down the corrupted system. This hasn't been released yet? It was shown?
No, but there's been a trailer for it already, yeah.
There's been a trailer, and there's hundreds of issues of the manga.
Have we read the manga, too? I had to
stop reading to come do this for you guys.
I don't know what that is. I was really confident. I didn't know it was future stuff. Nope.
This is the only future stuff.
I don't know it. I don't know.
It's probably hella manga. This
I was kind of counting on like a Demon Soul or a Kaizen question, and you know, just because I didn't know it was like coming out next fall. No, bro.
Nah, you guys are on the ball.
I think that is coming out in fall, actually.
You guys are on the ball, man. I like this. I'm gonna be really good at anime after this shit.
Is it Daima? No.
Yeah, I pass. I can't answer.
It's a all right, Ash. It's Go Go Loser Ranger.
It is Go-Go Loser Rangers.
That fucking manga is...
I know it had Rangers in the name.
That manga is great, by the way.
God it damn is so good. It
fucking so hell, good, dude. It was really good. I'm like on chapter fucking 26 right now. It's so fucking interesting.
Oh, it gets...
You're welcome.
So good.
Part is like I had it on my list, and the moment you guys said like you should definitely read it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start it now. And then like, fuck. I just could not stop reading it.
Sometimes. I think I'm the reason you had it on your list too, though, wasn't it?
I think so too, because I think you mentioned it one time on an episode, and I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I should definitely check it out."
I love Sentai.
Sentais are fucking dope.
Just keep going.
Can I ask you what a Sentai is?
Just think of Power Rangers, Mask Rider, or Kamen Rider, like most people think.
I know. Despite what my score may suggest, I actually do watch anime, like a lot of it. I just don't have a lot of. Like you guys know, like the nomenclature, and like you guys are just a little bit more advanced than me. I'm trying to get there, so hopefully
you're good.
You're good, man.
Don't worry.
Yeah, Ash,
when you start Ash watching anime,
any of us look at his score.
When I started watching anime,
I know. Yeah, yeah, I usually watch Toonami, the most anime. Man,
when
my
I was
score
a kid, that's when I started Toonami.
Same.
After school, man, Saturday mornings, and then you know I got deeper, darker.
Did you get like from like that? And you was like. So you stayed with it, or did you stop for a period?
The only time I really had a gap in my anime, like my anime watching, is when I joined the service. I joined the military right out of high school, and that made it hard to like keep up with what you know with like current shows and such. And then I got deployed twice, so it's like I just really came back. I was like in a time capsule. It's really what it is. So I'm just trying to like just catch up, keep up, see what's going on. But I think I really had another bump in the road is when I really got deep in anime. I stumbled across Berserker really early on, like really like too early. Jeez, and my mom kind of found it. No, I'm serious. You guys are laughing.
No, but
I went to a bookstore with my cousin, and I bought two graphic novels. I bought Berserker, and I bought Battle Royale with the high school murder thing.
Oh, damn.
And that shit is super graphic, bro. Like, they are, it's like hentai. Basically, hentai and murder. And I didn't know that. I'm watching Dragon Ball Z and shit. You know, I'm happy kid. And I'm like reading this fucked up novel. I turn the page, it's like a whole naked lady. And my mom like, what the hell are you reading? And I'm like, I don't know. And it was so yeah, my mom's super religious, you know, black, single mom. Everything's the devil's fault.
She's seen that Berserk. She probably was like, get that shit out of here.
Bro,
I love that series.
Bro, no, man.
Damn skull on his damn neck.
They took my boy booty, man. I didn't know that. They took his booty, man.
They took what?
Yeah, they did. They did.
Booty, man.
Guts his butt.
They didn't show it in the movies, but in the manga, he got clapped, bro.
Yeah,
period.
He did.
He got
clapped. What are you talking about?
All right. So anyway,
you ever read Berserk?
Long story short,
no, I've never read. Who got who asked? She's
got clapped, bro. Oh.
By who?
A giant black guy.
His like adopted father essentially.
Oh, okay.
He stole him. Like he pimped him out. He pimped him out.
I had to stop watching it.
It only happens in like two pages. And that's it. After that, like, just read the rest of the manga. You're fine. The manga's great.
I have a question. What's the title of the chapter Guts Get Stuck in a Washing Machine?
No, he doesn't get stuck, Step Bro.
Step Bro helps Step Guts bro. With laundry.
It was chapter two. Guts Gets Clapped.
That was in chapter two?
No, it was like chapter like three. It was like chapter four.
It wasn't that deep in it, bro.
No.
It wasn't that deep.
It
didn't take that long to me.
I thought it wouldn't have to be right after him and what's his name get into that bullshit and they break up.
He was still a kid.
No, the first two chapters.
This happened when he was a kid.
Yeah, he was a fucking child and it fucking was bad.
It was bad, bro.
Anime does not, it makes mentions of it, but it doesn't show it.
How did Guts not kill himself, bro? How did Guts not kill himself?
Well, he probably was traumatized.
Then you gotta watch your best friend clap your girl cheeks at the end of it all.
That was the part where I had to stop. I was
been traumatized since the eclipse, man. God damn.
Black people get it bad in Berserker.
Then his best friend claps his girl. You know, it's like this all bad, bro. Like, you don't get
He did clap his friend's girl if you look at it that way first.
No, man, I was really different, bro. It was romantic. It was romantic. When he gets this girl's clap,
he clapped his fan. That was his fan for the longest.
Yeah, but then, like, okay, I'm getting, there's demons, and you had a whole transformation. He lost a hand. There's a lot, bro.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
No, you
I feel really bad.
Get back to the game. We didn't.
I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good,
man.
This happens a lot. Don't worry.
Berserk. That would have been so great.
When I first started reading, I was like, "Man, Guts is so cool. I want to be like him." And then, like by the third chapter, I was like, "Holy fuck!
I feel like the anime gives you a false like thought of what it's going to be about. Then it like changes.
Oh yeah. It definitely does.
Definitely didn't see rape coming.
It does.
I mean, not
the first,
really.
The first two chapters.
In the anime, I got it that it was going to be a dark.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be dark, but damn.
The anime makes you think it's going to be about like a Mega Man thing with a dude with a gun hand, and it's
Right, no.
And then it goes like right back into his past, and then it starts like going back into like,
it's like
I guess going back to
Star Wars prequel crap.
Like type shit.
Still a great series.
We gotta get
to recommend the reader.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to the game.
Who turned is it?
It's my turn.
It's yours, Rayshon.
Was it Rayshon's turn?
No, it's Ash.
No, it's Ash. It's
Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing him.
America Animes 100.
This Korean anime based on Journey to the West features a tournament of high schoolers in which the winner gets a wish of anything they want.
The fuck? That's what not even it? Fucking. That's not. God of High School.
Oh, it is. He knew what it was.
I knew what it was. It's like, wait a minute. That's not fucking American. It's like,
he said mostly
right here. It says anime of the world.
Okay.
Mostly.
No, we actually.
But it says, but mostly America. I'm joking. I know.
But
I mean, I got Super Kitty.
He did get Super Kitty.
He did get Super Kitty. Rayshawn, your turn. Let's go.
I'm gonna go. 100 points.
God, high school.
Classic. 400.
I swear to God, if there's a fucking name
in
that
the classic dude. Anime Yu Yu Hakusho, this antagonist is leader of the Saint Beats and also fucks the bird.
What?
Well, Sai's definitely gonna get this.
Who is the leader of the Saint Beasts?
Yep.
And also, he fucks that bird.
It's the one with the lightning. I'm thinking.
Probably.
Okay, I remember the name now.
Dang, I just helped everybody.
No, I knew what it was before. I just couldn't remember.
I can't think of the name, man. This is one of the few shows where the names of the characters do not stick. I'm gonna just go ahead and pass.
Oh, that's crazy because that's the only show where I know the names of every character.
Suzaku the Phoenix.
That is right.
Did he have lightning or did I just make that up?
He had lightning. You had lightning.
He did lightning, yeah. But the bird part gave it away, though.
Yeah, he fucks the bird, though.
He fucks the bird for real?
No, not in real life.
Okay, I was just thinking, you know what? Y'all know the hidden manga because I never read that part.
That's that's in the anime too. Yeah, not fucking the bird, but the characters in the fucking anime.
Yeah, but it's pretty implied that he fucks that part.
Yeah, right? It's very implied for a fucking shonen manga.
Togashi's
got a weird sense of humor sometimes.
For 500.
Classic for 500?
Yeah.
This anime is about Tenshi Masaki as he relocates to Tokyo to apprentice at a Shinto shrine.
Tenshi Muyo?
No.
I don't know.
Main character, Tenshi Masaki. Moves to Tokyo and apprentices at a Shinto shrine. I feel like Ash might know this.
I think it really hard.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
I don't know it.
Close to a temple shrine.
Two turned, is it?
Are you passing?
It's most highs right now, his turn.
This is my question?
Yeah, it's your
no.
Turn.
We're waiting on you.
Oh, I said I didn't know it.
Oh,
I said I didn't know it.
Yeah, you said you didn't know it.
Okay,
all right, Ash.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm just gonna guess. Fucking Fist of the North Star, but I know that's wrong.
What? Have you ever seen Fist of the North Star?
I have seen Fist of the North Star. I know it's not that, but I'm just going to guess that.
What version are you watching?
To neither version. I don't know this one.
I don't know. I'm going to go with my Buddha.
What?
No.
Oh, no. Guys. Could have been, oh my God, this is fuck, isn't it?
Let's all think back to the big discussion about how we all got into anime because of Toonami.
Mm-hmm.
And how many fucking versions of Tenshi? Rather, but it's not. It's Tenshi and Tokyo.
Oh.
Isn't that what Muyo?
I've only seen Muyo. That's the only one I've seen.
Tokyo. I've only seen Muyo too.
Yeah.
Look, no one's actually watched an entire Tenshi. Okay, so
my buddy has actually.
Your buddy has problems.
Well, I think the one I watched, and then I tried to watch another version of them, and the anime looks so different. The animation.
Tenshi Muyo also has like a harem in there, so it's like.
Yeah. Oh, it's Shin Tenshi Muyo.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
My Buddha.
Who picked that one?
All right, you're up the most
I picked
high.
That one.
All right. Let me try again. Let me try Digimon for 500.
Hell yeah. Let's go. He's going hard on this one. Let's go.
He is. According to Louis in Adventure Zero 2, the beginning, who was the first Digi-Destin?
Oh, I don't even
According to the main character of the new movie that came out just a few months ago.
I didn't fucking want
No fucking way.
The only way to see was to go to theaters one day.
Fuck me.
Who was the first Digi-Destin?
It was only available for one day? That sucks.
One day.
That's fucking wild.
No one knows. I don't even know it.
I'm going to guess. Yeah,
well, was someone knows.
The first Digi-Destin. Man. Was it like Jesus or something? Like, was it?
No. That's a great guess, though.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
What's the name of that old dude? What the fuck's his name?
Thank you so much, Ash.
Fuck, what's his name? Fuck, what was his name?
I feel like that's not it, but I'm going to guess
it. Probably had Mom in the name, M-O-N or something.
No. Fuck. No, I don't think it was
the actual Digimon.
Well, that's Digimon, though, yeah. I don't know. Fuck. I'm just going to guess a fucking Digimon instead. I'm just going to go with Leomon. You know, I know that's wrong.
No, he died.
Leomon died. Yeah, but it took seasons until he died, though.
So. Leomon always dies.
Rayshon?
What, Kenny?
Truck Con? I don't know. No. Genghis Kong was the first Digi-Destin.
I'm going to go based off what Ash said and go with Jedi.
It was not Jedi.
Okay. I know.
It was Louis.
It was Louis himself. Oh my fucking god. God damn it.
Ash stopped me from saying Louis.
I didn't think it was that obvious.
Well, I mean, I've told you about it already, Sai. So
I don't
just remember every conversation we ever had.
I don't recall you saying the name.
I did. All right, hands up. It's Ash.
Let's finish up the classic anime category.
We all love the idea of Inuyasha, right? But Sesshomaru doesn't because Inuyasha has Tetsuya. What sword does Sesshomaru have?
Oh, I knew that one.
What? Which one's his again?
You know that one?
I know that one.
Damn it. I don't remember his sword. I'm just going to take a stupid guess and just say the Masamune. Because it's the most like obvious fucking sword name.
Here's what's so funny is I've done this question before and you guessed the same thing before.
Hell yeah, I always do.
It wasn't right then and it's not right now.
Cool. Just making sure.
I mean,
Rayshon,
I'm about to try my hardest. I know it starts with a B. I think it's the box Sogon.
It is not.
Oh shit.
I don't remember.
Okay, the most high.
Oh, I'm not as confident as I was anymore. Inuyasha has Tetsuya. What does is it Tetsuya?
It is.
Hey, whoa, okay, let's go.
I made it.
Let's go. Hell yeah,
that's good. A lot, you know, believe it or not, a lot of people don't get any points their first round.
All right,
the first time on, you just gotta get in the groove.
Nice.
Oh, from now on, you'll probably win.
There you go.
All right, Rayshon.
Let's do tsunami. New anime for 200.
In Tales of Wedding Rings, how many wedding rings
Saito
trying to collect?
Damn it.
This is like the only new one I'm watching.
Was it even? Oh, shit.
Seven?
What'd you say?
Seven?
No.
Is it five?
It is five.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yes.
Damn. It was the odd number one. So okay.
It's such a good show.
It is so good.
It's so good. I love this
show. I saw the first episode.
So good.
I need to watch
it.
Can I tell you to watch that one?
No. I only watched I've been watching some of the seasonals, just like the at least a couple episodes of them. And so far, a few of them have been pretty good. Not enough
for you this year.
I'm enjoying that so much more than Solo Leveling.
Are you still with Solo Leveling?
Yes, I'm hate watching it.
Solo Leveling is great.
You hate watching it?
Yes.
Solo Leveling is pretty good.
It's not great.
Yeah,
the pacing is so bad.
And it's nothing you haven't seen 100 times in 100 other animes. It's not even put together in a clever way.
I know, it's just like Jujutsu Kaisen.
I do not like Clever Way. Kaisen.
Not putting it Clever Way either.
I like Kaisen.
I don't like Jujutsu Kaisen that much either.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I haven't even watched the new season.
Why you don't like it? Like, what's the thing?
It's just boring to me. I don't know. I don't like shows where the main character is a background.
It's getting better. I'll say that. It's getting better.
I like the story, man. The story. I didn't like it when I felt like it was always going to be Gojo just being the strongest guy ever. And I figured that would get old quick. But then he's gone now.
But yeah.
I read some of the manga. I kind of know what's going to happen. Oh. Yeah, I read some of the manga. Most of the manga. He's going to come back,
That's pretty much foretold.
They can all die. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Jesus.
Whose question was that? Son of a...
That was... Sigh. Oh, it's my turn? New anime for 500.
For 500. In the ongoing anime, My Hero Academia, this hero was in line to take All Might's power before Midoriya came along.
I know that one!
Damn it, it's not gonna come to me. I already know this one.
I know it. It's Lemillion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Lemillion.
It's Lemillion.
Yeah.
Power!
And you hate Lemillion.
I hate Lemillion.
You hate him because he has a plain face, doesn't it? That's all.
No, because he's a good guy.
You don't like good guys, bro.
Yeah, no. I only like the evil people. I only like the heels.
I do not like superheroes.
I like anti-heroes. I don't like villains either.
I don't like the Superman.
That's why you read Vigilantes.
He wants some evil in people's hearts. Good. He doesn't want someone to just be happy.
No.
So he's not happy. He doesn't want anyone else to be happy.
Exactly. You get it, Josh?
That's nuts, bro. You're a dictator.
God damn it. That's
funny. Let's do the new anime for 400.
Right.
Victor, you say that like
at the end of season 3 of Shield Hero. How long do we have until the Phoenix revives?
Oh man, I thought it'd be
the very last thing they say at the end. We have this long until the Phoenix revives.
Didn't finish season.
I just
because season
the time
they mention it at least 20 times throughout.
500 years.
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember the time frame.
Is it 500?
You say 500 years?
Yeah.
It is not 500 years.
I was guessing. I never watched it. I mean, it's a fucking Phoenix. It shouldn't be quick.
I say, I'm just taking a guess.
Right.
I like that you took a guess, though, when it wasn't a ridiculous guess.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say 1 month.
That is not right.
Okay, I figured.
Rayshawn?
Fucking Shield Hero.
A year?
No.
Is it 3 months?
No,
it better not be 24 hours. 2 months.
Okay, holy damn!
That's
holy shit!
Weak Phoenix.
We went around it. God damn!
Yeah,
I said a month.
I thought
2 months until the Phoenix revives, so they're gonna go start a war with another country in the meantime.
Yeah,
great plan.
So, Shield Hero is really good.
Shield Hero is good. You just got a stupid fucking plan.
The second season was.
But that's the voice actor died, so they had to just make it bad.
Well, for the dub, yeah. I don't watch the dub, so I care less about
the dub. You think you're so cool.
Yeah, I do. How'd you know, Josh? Damn. It's like you know me.
I made an entire quiz for you, and look at you. Look what you're doing.
America 200.
In the widely revered Australian anime Bluey, what is Rusty's favorite sport?
It's soccer.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
You're just guessing? You don't know?
Yeah, I'm just guessing. I don't watch the fucking show. I'm just seeing soccer.
It's not soccer.
Ash, you should watch an episode of Bluey. It's pretty funny, actually.
If I think I know what it actually is, then I'm going to be laughing.
Rayshawn?
Baseball?
It is not baseball.
Okay. It's cricket, right?
It's what?
Cricket.
It's cricket.
I was going to say that because it's Australia.
Well, it's either going to be rugby or cricket.
I almost said rugby, but then I thought about it. And I was like,
There was an entire episode called Cricket dedicated to Rusty and his love for cricket.
Let's go anime. Mostly America 400.
Who is this character?
Oh, that's That's Luann's baby. She wanted to name him. It was so fucking stupid. Oh shit! I mean,
it wasn't King of the Hill, apparently.
Yeah, but then they changed it. Damn! If you would have asked me this like 4 months ago, I would have known it. I can't think it.
All right. Sigh.
This sounds baby so Hank. Simple.
No, it is not baby Hank. It's not GH. God damn, it's not good Hank.
Most High?
No.
No?
I don't know who that is at all. I don't want to. I don't know who that is.
Ash?
If I get part of the name right, do I? Am I good?
Let's hear it.
Manager?
No.
Damn part it. Of the name of the baby's manager?
It's like no. Manager something like Einstein or some shit like that.
No, it's Gracie.
Gracie? Okay, never mind.
Clean. Whew.
Oh, was that when Luann was like on drugs and they were trying to like his name?
Yeah, she was gonna name him something.
Yeah, because like that's what I remember from that episode. I was like, you're gonna call her manager. I was gonna actually get partial points for that.
Points for anyone.
Well, I knew it was Luann's baby. I feel like we should get
that was
if anyone would get partial points, it's Rayshawn. But no partial points. Sai?
Hey, Digimon for 100.
Who is the Digimon queen?
I'm done with Digimon.
The Digimon
it's queen. Not. It's not as hard as you're thinking. It's exactly what you're thinking.
Ophanimon?
No, god damn it, man.
Jesus.
Who is
not the everything can be about adventure. Most High.
Oh shit. Is it the girl Angelmon? I forgot her name. She's a cat and then she becomes an angel girl.
Angel not woman. Angel Woman.
That's not Angel Woman.
Angel Woman, that's her name for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's fucking lame. All right. Yeah. That's not very clear.
You hurt my heart.
That's not original at all. That's lame. I'm the girl version. All right.
Ash.
No one does says that about Batman.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
I do.
What freaking part in the series is this?
It is episode 2 of season 3.
Wow. Okay. Fuck. Then I don't know because I forgot. That's Tamers, isn't it?
It is Tamers.
Yeah. Okay. See. God damn it. Fuck.
Actually, I should know this.
I like that one. I don't know. Rayshawn, shake a guess, man.
I literally think I watched the TikTok on this last night. Is it Rika?
It's Rika.
God damn it.
Damn.
The Chinese.
Oh, that's her nickname.
Her nickname is the Digimon Queen.
Oh, yeah. She always defeats.
I was thinking completely different.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Good job.
I was thinking of an actual queen.
Yeah. You were thinking too literal.
Fuck.
All right. Most High.
All right. Let me get the last one is kind of blocked by your icon. Anime of.
The world.
Okay, cool. Let me get that one from us.
The world.
500. Okay.
Sir,
Who shot Mr. Burns?
Who shot Mr. Burns?
Really?
Was it the guy? The gay? No, I don't want to say that. But is
it? It was not Smithers.
Which one?
Oh, man.
It was a red herring.
I loved the episode where they showed like all the characters like shooting him. But it was Maggie. But it was Maggie Simpson that shot him.
It was,
I thought was hilarious.
It was Maggie.
Like,
that did?
Out of all people, yeah, it was Maggie Simpson.
Oh, it wasn't Maggie.
It wasn't.
Whoa.
Oh man! Well,
whoa. I know. I just dropped a bomb on you, Ash. Rayshawn.
Was it Marge?
It wasn't Marge. Sai.
Bart.
Did he get shoot a second time? How about this? Hey.
It wasn't Bart. No, nope. You have to make it to season 18.
Oh my god, that's
the this
scene. Oh my god. That's funny.
Homer, I wanted to say Homer too.
Pinning it on the baby like the time I shot Mr. Burns.
Dad, wait, I've got a story about why we're.
Oh my god, he says it, but he doesn't. He didn't do it. The fuck? That's funny. That's actually clever. I like that.
Yeah,
that's clever.
You never would have thought.
No,
you have to wait 18 years.
I only fucking saw up to season 7. So I mean, jeez,
that's ridiculous. Season 8 is the finest.
Because the first 7 seasons are amazing. 8 was okay. Actually
season
not that
8
bad.
Is the best season of Simpsons. And you know what else?
Yes.
Okay. The Principal and the Pauper is the best episode of The Simpsons, hands down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's in season 8?
No, that's in season 11, but everybody hates it. But it's the best episode.
Because it's like a random one, though. That's the thing.
It is. People hate it, and they're like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. That's
it. But it's also
The Simpsons perfectly.
But that one turned into like a red herring out of nowhere. They're like, well, we'll just pretend like this never happened. Yes. I'm like, okay. All right.
Right.
I mean, technically that's what that feels like. They actually wanted that reaction though from that episode. That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Digimon 200.
Who is the first Digimon to armor Digivolve?
Another question I don't know.
Armor Digimon. Season 2, episode 1. 8 minutes in.
How do you know that it's 8 minutes in?
Because you're dumb.
I'm assuming on that.
Guillaumon, right? I think that's the name. That's his name.
It's not even the right season.
Fuck.
Nope. We just
There's
talked
a lot
about
of
this. That's season three.
Digimon.
Oh, wait. Guillaumon season. Oh, you're right. Guillaumon is season 3. That's right. Because it's that fucking
Sean?
Dude. Digimon. Let's see. Season 2.
Rayshon, do you need to watch a TikTok?
Oh, did you say it wasn't my turn?
Yeah, it's your
turn. Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, no, I don't know.
V-mon.
Yeah, yeah. It was
V-mon. I can't even wait.
That was a good guess.
Yeah, fuck.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a guess. I knew it.
He knew it, yeah.
He knew it.
Excuse me.
Sai knows a lot of Digimon, so it's like,
I love Digimon.
I'm surprised how much lore is into Digimon.
There's a shit ton. Like, oh. Fuck ton.
You also have to break it down by season because a lot of the seasons are different parallel universes. And it's okay. All right.
And the movies also change like the canon do it sometimes.
Rayshon, are you ready for 400 Digimon?
Okay. Hopefully this is Dragon Ball question in disguise. Oh, nope. No.
Digimon Season 4 Frontier. Who is Koji's long lost twin brother who is also dead, kind of?
Oh, what's the fucking name?
Is it Toji?
It's not. That's a great guess.
Though. That's actually a pretty good guess. What the fuck was his name?
Sai?
No, I can't picture him.
I don't need you to picture him. I need you to picture his name.
Is it Kenta?
Mm-mm. It is not.
Is it Digi?
Is it what?
Oh! I better not have just thought of it. I don't think I did.
Is it Rodney? Is his name Rodney?
It's definitely not Rodney.
It's not Rodney.
Okay.
It's Koichi.
Koichi. Hey, man, I was close.
<it's>, how they other long lost brothers doesn't really make sense.
I
also
aren't they like half brothers though?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah,
but they were like, separated when they were like 5, and somehow don't remember each other. And also, Koichi fell down the stairs.
That's why he doesn't remember.
He might be dead.
Koichi's cool though. I like Koichi.
But yeah, I think that season really turned around when Koichi showed up.
Yeah, it really did. It got a lot better. That's when they started doing the Davis, right?
Yeah. No. They'd mentioned the Davis. They hadn't gone after him yet. He was working for the Davis.
Yeah, I know, guys, but I meant like after that, they do the little big green orb labyrinth thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good. That was the best part that I watched.
So Sai wins.
Yay.
By a lot.
Yeah, by a lot. You drug us, bro.
Mark, how are you?
It's getting to the point where me and Cy need to stop making quizzes for each other. I think.
For yeah, exactly.
Or I mean, we stop watching the exact same stuff and know the exact same stuff all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why I gotta start doing more random anime.
But then we'd have to watch them.
So watch them.
I guess you don't have to.
I mean, we could put on. What did we watch?
Let something else come up with the questions and see how good.
I'm
y'all
surprised
really
you didn't put Tanaka on there.
Mark makes those questions hard, though.
Oh my god, that was so. What would I put? Name the anime where nothing fucking happened for 12 episodes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What anime is that?
Tanaka-kun is listless.
I don't even know what anime that is.
You don't want to know.
It sounds like the way that sounds is exactly how the anime is.
Listless
dude
so bad.
Sits there for 12 episodes.
I watched 4 episodes and quit. I literally couldn't watch anymore. I couldn't watch anime, period, that week. It made me not want to watch any anime. It's not good.
Right.
It's trash.
Great job by everyone. Most High, you did good. Don't feel bad for not getting a lot of questions. It's always
I'm just happy I got one. I feel like, you know, I had a lot of fun. You guys are dope. I ain't gonna lie, man. This is more fun I've had on the phone in a long time. You guys do this every week?
Yes.
No.
I got it's every month. They do
not the quiz, but
okay. The podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I never even heard of this app or this website, StreamYard. I might have to use this for my stuff. This is dope.
StreamYard's good.
So how'd you guys meet? How'd you guys meet Sai?
Through
this?
Yeah. Ash brought me to Sai. It's the only good thing he ever did.
I went to school with Sai.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
In real life.
It's always good. It's always good to meet people in his life.
I didn't know he had any real people in his life. I thought
he does.
I try not to.
Yeah, he tries to push me away, man, but I don't listen. I don't listen.
That's part of the brotherhood, man.
Fucking right.
All right, man. Does anybody wanna plug in?
Oh, nice.
Before Ash sings the theme song.
I don't know if Victor still plays Yu-Gi-Oh. Do you?
Yu-Gi-Oh? Yeah, I do. I play.
Ash plays.
I play Master Duel. Yeah. Just fun as fuck.
Master Duel?
Yep.
Oh, man. We got to link up, brother.
Yeah, dude.
I got to give you somebody to beat on sometimes.
Go for
it. Because the thing is, I have a hard time playing meta. I tend to play things that I like versus okay, I might like you then. Because I don't always play like meta, you know, that's what's going to win in like 10, like 5 turns or less. I tend to play things I just enjoy to play. Like, I still run 6 Samurai. The only deck I play...
It's fucking Sanji's, goddammit.
The only deck I play that might be a little bit meta... I got the Dark World Danger. I run that pretty heavy. But the rest of my decks are really just, you know, what I like. I don't know. So I do locals. A lot of
Dragon Maids. Dragon Maids and Exodia. That's all
Exodia?
I
Exodia? Yeah.
That's all
right.
That's
dope, called Dragon Maids.
That's dope. Yeah. Dragon Maids is dope.
Dragon Maid's decks are fun.
They're fun.
I'd rather play that than Sky Strikers because they suck. I hate Sky Strikers.
Yeah, but they're Dragon Maid.
Yeah, but they all have fucking dope abilities.
That's why Ash likes them.
They all have dope abilities, man.
You know what a deck I'm trying to build right now, bro? I don't even know if it's
going to
happen.
I'm trying to clap them cheeks.
All right. You want a Berserker deck, which is
yeah.
But,
do that. Shadal's maybe if you want to do that.
What's Dark the
deal? Hey, Sean, are you okay?
I was trying to do
Steve,
aren't you?
I was doing
I literally just got off and jumped on.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good, man. Yeah, if you want to head out, you're fine. I'll post all your stuff and the links as always. You want to?
No. I still got about another 10 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So you guys mind if I advertise this on my platforms?
No, go
I'm
for
a bit
it.
Of a yeah, dude, go for creator. It.
Yeah, I'll just take a few screenshots so I can post and I'll tag everybody. And
do it.
I do TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Threads.
You smoke weed?
I'm smoking weed right now, my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want
that'd be weird if you had that name and not doing that.
Right.
You never know. It could be a character.
Check out my tapestry, man. Look at the background.
You know?
It's what I do. This is literally
I'm
a growth
to figure out where my
this is a growth tent you're looking at right here.
That's fucking dope as fuck.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you, that's a grow tent?
Yeah, yeah. I'm all
in the bedroom. That's what I got.
I got a business.
Hydroponics, man.
My business is called, well, the Most High. It's the brand, but I have an herbal consultation business. I do like psychedelics, like mushrooms, LSD, stuff like that. I sell cannabis. I grow it. I'm really big into herbs. I'm Rastafarian.
I might have to get your Insta.
Well, get my stuff, man. I got Linktree. I got a lot of cool content.
Pretty sure it's the Most High Insta is that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And
where, you, where you based at?
Definitely checking that out.
Houston. I'm in Houston now. And yeah, bro, I do a lot of cool stuff. I'm in school for cinematography now. I'm working on 2 scripts and an anime, actually. Okay. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out, man, day by day, right?
Hell yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
I'll be 32 this month, actually. Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm just finding my way like a year ago. So it's just just making it work. What you guys do?
I actually dental assist.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet that's fun watching people scream.
You're
all day.
Dental assistant?
Why everybody acts so surprised when I say that?
Yeah, my thing is you got out super late. Like, I didn't know
for a dentist, right? Yeah,
yeah,
a dental assistant. We have one day out of the week that we have to stay later because a lot of people work.
That sounds like a black market dentist.
Damn,
that's a black market dentist. That's the kind of dentist they don't pay to take the teeth back.
But we, right. But we leave early one day too. So we do one day where we do like 7 to 10.
Is Friday the early day?
Yeah.
That would be the best. Mm-hmm. All right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take
but it. I don't work Friday. So that's that. Funny.
I don't know where I assumed you worked, but I just assumed it was somewhere else that you came.
I work at, I'm a dental assistant. It's the most tiresome job ever, but
you don't strike me
as also the most underappreciated job.
It's very unappreciated. Mm-hmm. But I make a decent amount, so
I don't think it's unappreciated. I think it's like being a veterinarian. Like no. I think that no, what I mean
at
is
at least most people want to go to the veterinarian. No one wants to
the
see
people, but not the animal. That's the point. The patient doesn't. And that's what most, I'm saying. I don't
most
think
people are afraid of dentists. So
I don't think you're unappreciated. It's just that the occupation is just like a hazard. I don't want to be around that shit. I want to be the other dentist. So like, you know, like the cat just doesn't want to be there. The cat's gonna fuck you up. It doesn't want to be there. This is what it is. He appreciates you, but he kind of hates you.
Goddamn, that's fucking crazy. I love it.
Yeah, hell yeah. You guys are dope.
You too, man.
I'm hell a little, yeah. I'm a little stoned, so I'm sorry, but.
I get you.
I had fun with the quiz. Albert, I started solo leveling, and
who was Albert?
I thought of. Oh, Ty. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Is that your real name?
Yeah. Oh, okay. His government name. Yeah.
Now he's gonna hate me. That's now. My I'm sorry. Name.
I'm going on record as that's my name.
Yeah.
But Cameron came over, and Cameron played an episode for me, but he didn't start from the beginning. He was like watching it already. So he started from where he was, and that episode was kind of lit. So I went back and I started watching the first one.
Was it the wolf episode?
No, he was fighting a giant snake.
Oh, yeah.
And he crushed the armor or whatever and was screaming. Yeah, it was pretty. That, so I seen that and I was like, oh, hell yeah. So I went back.
That's the best episode. The other five are trash.
Yeah, I was kind of getting to that. I went back. It was rather lackluster, but. What really made me depressed is that, like, man, I'm afraid that if I tell Albert I like this, he's going to make fun of me for, like, 35, 45 minutes.
I do.
He's been
that's what I do.
We've been talking. Every time we talk, you're like, yeah, man, this is a great show. Not, like, solo
that's,
leveling.
That's part of everything, hey, man. Just take the punch for the abuse.
You were there, right, whenever we were playing God of War 3. And Devin made me play God of War 3, and I threw a controller and I said, I don't want to play this trash.
Yeah, but I would never had a filter. These niggas, I don't want to. Stop making them. I don't want to. I remember when I found out I could punch Zeus until the screen turned red. So I did that. I was just convinced that if I did it long enough, I'll unlock something like a trophy or something. If I just kept doing it for a long time. So I just did it until the screen was just bloody and all you kept hearing is and like I was pissing everybody off in the house. They're like, bro, just press circle, it's over, you know. And I'm like, nah, I'm gonna get a trophy. Nah, it ain't over. I just beat the dog piss out of Zeus and then nothing happened.
Nothing God happened. Damn it. God. They fucked up Helios really bad though in that game. Holy shit.
Man, he had a bad rep.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
You didn't like three?
I didn't know. I played.
Did you like any of them or you just like three?
No, he didn't like any of them. Game is good. And I played a little bit and I threw the controller at him and said,
what about the new ones? You gave them a chance?
Yeah. I own Ragnarok. No, yeah. Is it Ragnarok, the fourth one?
Ragnarok.
But you don't like those action.
I don't like those. Yeah, command, I don't like those kind of games. No.
Yeah. You know, they added that to Tekken finally.
Yay. I didn't like Tekken, period. So I don't like 3D fighters either.
I stand on my own on that platform.
I don't know. I feel like Kratos is. I was watching a guy on TikTok and he was like, it was like a versus.
Did somebody clap Kratos' cheeks?
I couldn't see that happening, bro. Kratos is pretty, I don't know. I wouldn't try it.
I mean, I think one of those harpies tried.
Look, maybe. He had kind of the same upbringing as Guts, so maybe mm-hmm. he did.
Man, yeah. And then Sparta, you know, that's kind of Greek. They're really some really sexually free people. So I don't even know if he might have got his cheeks took. He might have gave them, you know, because this is what they do, you know. Hey, you want to fuck? Sure, man. Like, it wasn't like, ew, you're gay. It was just like, hey, we got a battle tomorrow, man. You want to get drunk and do some stuff? All right, cool. So, I don't know. I couldn't be Greek. I'd be the odd man out. I just want to, you know, I don't want to do that, bro. I just want to hang out, have a few beers, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know.
I feel that.
But God, they were doing a versus. It was like Kratos versus Batman or some shit like that. I can't remember, but the argument diverged from who would actually win to like a very in-depth conversation about how trash Kratos actually is. And like I got offended at first. I'm like, man, fuck you, Kratos is great. But then the guy gave me some undisputed facts, and I was like, you know what? He's kind of trash. Like he's a protagonist. He has the protagonist power, but he's actually not that great. I don't know, man.
He's not a good dude.
He's always a bad person, sure. But then he also gets like he has a lot of help. Like every deity he fought, he essentially had like mad help, like super help. Like the gods helped him beat Ares, and then they took that shit away the very next fucking game. And then like he had the Blade of Olympus with Athena's help, then he took that shit away. And then like every time he fought Baldur's, his son helped him, and then he fought Odin, and everybody helped him. They jumped Odin. It wasn't even a fight. Like it was like the neighborhood versus the one kid. And it was like he never really had a solid 1v1 and like stood tall on that shit, man. Like he always needed help. He needed their weapons. He needed some kind of something. Like he never just walked to somebody and said, hey, let's do this. And then off his own power and merit, he stood tall after. Not any fight that mattered, at least. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of a good point. But then it makes you wonder, though, is that like, is that him being weak, or is that like an attribute to his intelligence? Like, is he smart enough to like get help, prepare, or is he just weak and he needs help? It's a hard line for me. Huh?
I don't think Kratos is smart.
No. I think he's smart at all. Battle-wise. He's a smart guy, hey, battle-wise.
Yo.
I got the episodes for the next podcast. I'll send them to you.
Yeah, send them to me.
Yeah. How'd you like yesterday's episode?
That was good.
Pretty good. All
right. I like the new guy.
Yeah, I might get him for the next one. Oh, do any of you guys want to do a Dragon Ball rewatch? Or
hell yeah.
All right.
I like what is that? Going.
I'm with it.
We basically been rewatching Dragon Ball and doing reviews over the episodes.
Oh, nice.
I'm with it. I'm all about any kind of content creating. As long as I can advertise it on my stuff.
Yeah, you can post it on your stuff. I don't care. Yeah, as long as you post it a week after I post it.
All right. I can follow that.
Yeah.
So when are you doing, like, where are you guys at now?
Right now we're like right where I guess the Ginyu Force is about to come into play.
Yeah, he just called the Ginyu Force.
So yeah, so the next few episodes is covering like what was it, 55 to 66, Piccolo versus everyone. So I guess that's when he fights everybody on King's Kai's planet. And then all the way to Goku's new power. So I'm thinking that's his new the arrival when he arrives.
All right. Yeah, I believe so that's a different podcast?
Yeah, this is my podcast.
All right. Well, shit, send me the information, brother. And I'm ready. I'll start watching it tomorrow. You. I don't have class till next week, so I'm free until next week. I'll watch it.
All right. We'll probably be doing the review for next week. I probably won't look for a third if you want to be on it. I'll just collect your information now.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that. This is kind of what I do for a living now. So I'm just really trying to get exposed in every platform that I can.
What is it? The most? You on Instagram?
My Instagram is basically this name, but it's a dot. It's the underscore most underscore dot high. Because I couldn't do it like that on Instagram. So I put a dot in there.
Dang, I can never know. Where's the underscore at on here? I got to get on my fucking phone. Okay. The most. Yeah, you somebody can just send it to me.
Matter of fact, look, what's your Instagram? I can just type it in right quick myself.
Oh, it's RGAP2.
Hold on. I'm stoned. RGAP2. Is it Capital Lord? Does it matter?
Wait, I don't think it matters.
I got you. Rayshon Gaddison Anime Cast.
Yep.
I just followed you, brother.
Thanks, man. That man makes it so much easier.
Now we in there.
All right. We're gonna end the podcast.
So all right, Dan.
Has to plug anything? Do it now.
Thank you, guys. You said plug anything?
Yeah.
What does that mean, brother?
Plug your podcast.
Plug in your podcast stuff. Whatever's.
Where do we find you?
Oh, all right, cool. Well, Z_most_dot_high. I'm on Instagram. That'd be the fastest one. From there. There's my link tree. You can find all my other platforms, all my business stuff, and we can communicate on there. So it's the_most_dot_high. And from there, you can find everything else. I'm super grateful you guys had me. Thank you for your patience and your grace. I know I was a little fun. I had really fun, and I hope I can come back. This is really awesome.
You're always welcome. Rayshon?
All right, I'm going to plug the Rayshon Gaston Anime Podcast. This is how I was talking about earlier. We've been doing a lot of Dragon Ball-related content right now. Also, you can check me out on the Advice Pod. I do that every week. Yeah, we post every week now. So you can check us on YouTube.
All right. Sire, are you playing music?
Hmm?
Why are you playing music while people are trying to plug your podcast?
That was an accident.
It's all good. I'm sorry. I don't cut nobody. Is somebody else going?
God damn it, sorry.
I forgot to throw my podcast in there. My podcast is called The Captain's Log. There's a link for it on my link tree again. My scheduling is a bit spotty. I usually do a couple of, maybe twice a week. The 30-minute episodes, I try to have deep-ass conversations. I talk about psychedelics, governments, conspiracies. It gets dark sometimes, not for kids. But it's an interesting podcast. You guys should check it out. And I'm also looking for guests. So if you guys want to, if you guys got anything that's bugging you about anything, politics, religion, history, anything, aliens, whatever, I'm like Black Joe Rogan with it. I'm really down. we can get stoned and sit down and we can talk about anything. I promise. That's my platform. Anything. So
nice.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, Ash.
Sippy for Senpai Podcast. I also just started streaming back again. So I've been streaming Tekken 8 content. So if anybody wants to check me out, twitch.tv/FTO619A.
Oh my gosh.
And if you don't believe me, I have my fight stick right here. So yeah.
Cool.
Yes. I pull my fight stick out, but then they take us off the internet.
penis.
Bo show. Whatever. It needs my lines.